The book is called The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos, The Light of Days. It's written by Judy Battalion. She joins us this morning to talk about this. When did you first learn of the women in this story?
I actually first learned about them 14 years ago, and completely by accident. I was living in London at the time, and I was exploring elements of my Jewish identity. I am the granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, and I was doing some research at the British Library on a different subject, really, and I happened to come across an unusual book. It was an old kind of dusty book with a blue fabric cover and gold lettering, and it was in Yiddish. It was called Frauen in die Ghettos, Women in the Ghettos. But even more unusual than the book is that I speak Yiddish, so I was able to read it, and I was interested in the artifacts, so I started flipping through the book, not sure what I would find, but I was stunned for what I saw. These were little stories and bios and names of dozens of young Jewish women who fought the Nazis. And the titles of the chapters were Weapons and Ammunition and Partisan Battle. This was like nothing I had ever heard before.
Judy, do you think it was because it was in Yiddish that nobody else had really, you know, come upon it or knew what to do with it?
Well, it was published in Yiddish in 1946 in order to tell American Jews quite broadly what young Jewish women had done in the war. So originally it was intended to be a broad kind of popular expose, but over the years the story fell into oblivion. It got forgotten.
How many women are featured in your book, Light of Days?
My book features about 20 women. I have a few central characters, but overall in my research, I found hundreds of women participating in underground resistance.
Are those the names that are on the inside fold? I'm looking at that in the book, and there's just name after name after name after name on there.
Yes, exactly.
So talk a little bit about some of the things that they did. I was looking at some of the, for research for this, it says they tricked the Gestapo into carrying their luggage filled with contraband, hid revolvers and teddy bears, flung Molotov cocktails, bombed German train lines. I mean, these are women of action, if I want to use that word.
They are certainly women of action. And the women that I talk about in the book, they participated in underground resistance in a whole span of ways, from running soup kitchens to secret schools and giving hidden lectures and seminars to printing secret bulletins and having an underground press, to blowing up Nazi trains and fighting as guerrilla fighters in ghetto uprisings, flinging Molotov cocktails and bombing Nazi tanks. And then many of the women who I write about were what they called courier girls. These were young teenagers, women in their early 20s, who pretended to be Christian girls, slipped out of the ghettos and became, almost couriers, messengers, smugglers, really. They were bringing information, supplies. They ended up arming the ghettos for their uprising, smuggling weapons, guns, explosives, ammunition. And they also helped to rescue Jews, to find them safe spots, to take them out of ghettos and slave labor camps to the forests or to hiding spots.
Judy, were any of these women ever caught along the way?
Most of these women were caught along the way. And in my story, I focus particularly on a few that survived, of course, because they left their stories to tell. So I had material with which to work. But most of them were killed. This was, even for a Jew to leave the ghetto, they would be killed. They were not allowed. So the work they were doing was exceptionally dangerous and daring.
How organized was this? And like, what was the chain of command in something like this? Or is there something?
Yeah, these were organized units, and they were organized because these youths that I write about had been part of groups together before the war. Jewish youth in Poland in the 30s was really organized into youth groups, almost like scouts. But these groups were more so, more than the scouts. They were intellectual, social, emotional, and spiritual training grounds. And it's these youth groups that I write about that later became the sort of guerrilla cells in the ghettos.
Can you tell us about some of the women, maybe some of the things they did that are featured in here, or stories that you're thinking, I have to read that again to make sure I understand exactly what took place?
That was almost every story. I was like, did this really happen? Sure, I can tell you about, for instance, this woman, Bella Hazan. I mean, she joined the underground. She was part of the youth movement. She took part in the underground right away. They posted her to the city of Grodno in Poland, and she was posing as a Christian girl, so she had to get a day job. She went to the employment office, and they said, oh, we have the perfect job for you. You'll be a secretary at the Gestapo. So she got a job working in the Gestapo headquarters as kind of a receptionist and making tea, and she would steal their documents, and she would bring them to the underground, to the Jewish underground, to their makeshift forgery labs, so they could copy Aryan documents, Aryan passports, travel documents. And then she ended up, I mean, doing all sorts of courier work. She would take bulletins, secret bulletins, and braid them into her hair, into braids, and that's how she would transport them. And she ended up carrying guns, and I could go on. Her story, it's incredible, but you have to get the book to see the rest.
Well, the book is called The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos, The Light of Days. Judy Battalion is our guest this morning. Do you find that, well, obviously circumstances a lot had those women grow up faster. Even back then, maybe they were more mature for, if you look at an age and compare it to today, even yourself probably reading this thinking, how could I have done something like that?
I mean, every day was the sort of my own mental gymnastics of, could I ever have done that? Would I ever have done that? Even at that age, was I daring? And I don't think I was. But I think the youth movement, the training they had in those youth groups, they learned how to work together. They learned, they were value-based youth groups, so they really felt part of something. And I think that helped them too. But also they were smart women working in a incredibly horrific, stressful, difficult time. And they rose to the occasion.
So, Judy, I'm sitting here thinking almost from the get-go that this ought to be up on the silver screen. And then I come across a piece of paper here that says it has been optioned by Steven Spielberg for a major motion picture. Have you been in contact with Mr. Spielberg, or how does this kind of process work?
I work with his production company, with the studio, he's commissioned a screenplay, and I'm helping to write that. I'm working with another writer as well.
Well, you have to make sure that the truth is as believable as it really is. Sometimes you'll see some of these things. Do you think the women were somewhat, at some point, considered sort of invisible? Sometimes women can kind of work through things because those men or people that are of more dominant think that this is, they're not a threat, and they were able to kind of get by on some of that too?
Absolutely. This was a huge advantage. The Nazi culture was classically sexist, and they used this to their advantage. There's one story of a woman, Lanka Kajabradska. She was carrying a valise of contraband material, and her way of deflecting suspicion was she went up to the Gestapo man at the train station and batted her eyelashes and asked if he could carry it for her because it was so heavy. So they use their feminine wiles as part of their disguise.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of the survivors, of their relatives, or people who maybe have a family connection to some of these women?
Yeah, I talked to about 20 different families.
And what kind of things did they know, or did you bring to them at that point?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Some families know a lot and are very involved in their family heritage and in the sort of exploits of their mothers and grandmothers, but many know very little, if anything. And I am often sending information to these families about their mothers.
Wow. Did you end up tying any of what they did to sort of certain turning points within the war?
I mean, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which had about 750 Jewish youths participated, 250 were women. There was also a woman leader in the uprising, Zivia Lubetkin, who I write a lot about in my book. That put off the Nazis' liquidation for some time of the Warsaw Ghetto. And the reason that's more known is because that did have a greater impact. It was the largest urban uprising. Most of the work that they did was small. It wasn't, you know, they shot a few Nazis, they injured some people, they blew up some Nazi trains, so they had impact, but, you know, it's not really a story of numbers. This is not a David and Goliath story. The Jewish resistance didn't topple the Nazis, but they went out there, and against every odd, they continued to fight every day for liberty, for justice, for what was right, for freedom.
The book is called The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. Our guest this morning, author Judy Battalion. We appreciate your time this morning and getting this story out here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.